But that's okay. Nonetheless, it's going to take. What's up, everybody?
The Grind.
It's The Grind
with Nathan McCray.
There's just no way you can get enough of me. Yo, Mr.
Giving real insight needed daily. Call 657-383-1291. That's 657-383-1291. It's blogtalkradio.com, The Grind 101. Join your host, Nathan McCray, 8 a.m. Eastern, every Tuesday through Thursday, for an unscripted conversation. It's The Grind, 657-383-1291.
The one-year anniversary. Welcome, Blog Talk Radio Land, to The Grind. Man, we are super excited to be on live with you guys this morning. I see people jumping on the Facebook Live this morning. Welcome, everybody. Thank you so much, Mignon Steele. Great to meet you. This past weekend, awesome, awesome. I see Patrice Thornhill jumping on. I see my brother, Mr. Jeff Battle, Bishop Jeff Battle, jumping on. My man right there. Who else we got? Sonia Gilchrist, thank you so much, my dear. Austin, Texas. Man, we're going to have a great show this morning. Y'all know what time it is. This is what we do. The whole reason for this show, man, is to help bridge some gaps. And yeah, it's a man morning. I'm going to say man a lot on this show. I'm going to say man here, man this, man that. But that ain't no secret, because guess what? This is the realest show ever, guys. This is where we have that unscripted conversation. We improvise, adapt, and overcome, because what do? We bridge gaps. Some of you may have some gaps that you need bridged, and that's the whole premise of this show. We want to bridge some gaps. We rise, we grind, because guess what? You are royalty. And the quicker you realize that, man, the better off you'll be. And you know, some of y'all don't quite know what this show is all about. And I'm going to help you. I'm going to help you with it here in just a moment, because I want to play something for y'all. I got some great music lined up, man. I really do. Some great music. But this is what I want y'all to do. I want y'all to understand that music empowers people. I want you to listen to the words. I don't want you to always just listen to the beat, because I was guilty of that. You know, I'm a beat junkie. I'm from Florida, man. I love beats. So don't just listen to the beat, man. Listen to the words of what's going on, man. We got some guests lined up for y'all. I'm excited, man. Super excited this morning, man. Really, y'all just don't know. I'm trying to contain it all. But you know, here's what you do. If you want to be able to hear the music more crisp, more vibrant, you know, jump on to the on the phone, or either jump on blogtalkradio.com/thegrind101, or just dial in at 657-383-1291. And we can get this thing popping. You guys will be able to hear this thing more crisp, and you'll be able to hear the guests that I have lined up a little bit better. But, man, we're going to get this thing popping here in just a moment. Got something special for y'all, all right? Let's go.
Rise and shine. 6 a.m. and your hand can't make it to the alarm clock before the voices in your head start telling you that it's too early, too dark, and too cold to get out of bed. Aching muscles lie still in rebellion, pretending not to hear your brain commanding them to move. A legion of voices are shouting their unanimous permission for you to hit the snooze button and go back to dreamland. But you didn't ask their opinion. The voice you've chosen to listen to is one of defiance. A voice that says there was a reason you set that alarm in the first place. So sit up, put your feet on the floor, and don't look back, because we've got work to do. Welcome to The Grind. For what is each day but a series of conflicts between the right way and the easy way? 10,000 streams fan out like a river delta before you, each one promising the path of least resistance. Thing is, you're headed upstream. And when you make that choice, when you decide to turn your back on what's comfortable and safe and what some would call common sense, well, that's day one. From there, it only gets tougher. So just make sure this is something you want, because the easy way out will always be there, ready to wash you away. All you have to do is pick up your feet. But you aren't going to, are you? With each step comes the decision to take another. You're on your way now, but this is no time to dwell on how far you've come. You're in a fight against an opponent you can't see, but oh, you can feel him on your heels, can't you? Feel him breathing down your neck. You know what that is? That's you. Your fears, your doubts, and insecurities all lined up like a firing squad, ready to shoot you out of the sky. But don't lose heart. While they're not easily defeated, they are far from invincible. Remember, this is the grind, the battle royale between you and your mind, your body, and the devil on your shoulder who's telling you that this is just a game. This is just a waste of time. Your opponents are stronger than you. Drown out the voice of uncertainty with the sound of your own heartbeat. Burn away your self-doubt with the fire lit beneath you. Remember what we're fighting for and never forget that momentum is a cruel mistress. She can turn on a dime with the smallest mistake. She is ever searching for the weak place in your armor, that one tiny thing you forgot to prepare for. So as long as the devil is hiding the details, the question remains, is that all you got? Are you sure? And when the answer is yes, when you've done all you can to prepare yourself for battle, then it's time to go forth and boldly face your enemy, the enemy within. Only now you must take that fight into the open, into hostile territory. You're a lion in a field of lions, all hunting the same elusive prey with a desperate starvation that says victory is the only thing that can keep you alive. So believe that voice that says you can run a little faster and you can throw a little harder, and that for you, the laws of physics are merely a suggestion. Luck is the last dying wish of those who want to believe that winning can happen by accident. Sweat, on the other hand, is for those who know it's a choice. So decide now, because destiny waits for no man. And when your time comes and a thousand different voices are trying to tell you you're not ready for it, listen instead to that lone voice of dissent. The one that says you are ready. You are prepared. It's all up to you now. So rise and shine.
Man, we are back, man. We are back. We never muted out. We just keeping it 100 all the way this morning, man. This is the one-year anniversary show of The Grind, and I'm here to tell you, man, some of y'all are saying it's been a year already. It's been a year already. Some people are saying it's been longer. Some people are saying that, man, this is flew by, and I got to agree. Things just kind of flew by. You know, things just kind of flew by. I didn't realize that it was a year, you know, some time ago, just before that. I didn't realize that it was a year. So man, I'm excited that you know, we've been doing what we do for a year. And what I want to do, since this is the realest show ever, I'm gonna bring a guest on here in a minute, but I want to find some of the episodes that we actually talked about, and it's one of those things, man, where you have to be appreciative of where you were and where you are, be humble with it all, and understand that God has some amazing things for you. But you know, if you're not open, if you're not ready for it, if you keep making excuses, then guess what? Nothing's going to happen, because you're just going to be sitting in that holding pattern. So I want to find something for y'all, but here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to play a song for y'all, and then I'm going to bring on, you know, my next guest. And I had two people on the line, but I'm going to bring on my next guest, and I think you're going to be blessed by this gentleman. I want to get him, you know, in and out quick, because he's a very, very busy guy, but it happens to be, you know, my best friend. We call him a friend of the show. He has his own radio show, but man, we're gonna do this thing, man. And I'm gonna play a song for him, because I know he loves this song. I know he loves this song, and I want to play it for him. We'll be right back, y'all.
Feel like I can keep it free. It was never
I know he likes that one. God looks good on you. Hey, look, man, let's not prolong it because we want to talk about some things today, man, that that I believe everybody needs to understand. Even after this year that's gone, and here we are a year into the grind, man, time flew. Time really flew. And guess what? Things around you are going to change no matter what. It's all about what you do in the midst of that change. Is it you standing still, or is it you finding your spot or finding your purpose? We said a long time ago, if you don't know your purpose, then you're just going to be a tool while somebody else uses to basically meet their purpose. And sometimes we're intertwined with other people's purpose. But, you know, as things are changing, you got to find your purpose, find your reason for being here. And it'll absolutely happen. Now the next gentleman I want to bring on, you know, he happens to be a bishop, he happens to be my best friend. You know, I'm going to play his promo because they have a show. Hey, you know what? I'm going to let you hear it right now, all right?
You turn the cup. Conversations with uncompromised pastors, with Bishop Jeff Dowell and Pastor Camilla Sims. Join us Tuesday evening, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. on AUMARadio.com for prayer, conversation, inspiration, and revelation. As we explore God's Word together, you will hear live interviews with pastors and international gospel recording artists. Bishop Dowell is a published author and pastor. Pastor Sims is a great teacher of God's truth and a dynamic preacher of the gospel. Our mission is to seek and save the lost, perfect the found, and strengthen the challenged as we lift up the Word of God. Join us for 2 hours of fellowship and encouragement with a cup. Conversations with uncompromised pastors. Grab your Bible and let's rightly divide the Word of Truth. Have a cup on us. Conversations with uncompromised pastors every Tuesday, 6 to 8 p.m. on AUMA Radio. Or log into the webpage, AUMARadio.com.
All right. You heard it right there. Live here on the grind, AUMA Radio, 6 to 8 every Tuesday. Him and another amazing gentleman be on there, Pastor Camilla Sims. They're on. Guys, I'm going to tell you right now, they're rightly dividing the Word. I've been on that show a couple times, and I've been blessed to be on and be able to break down the Word with these amazing pastors. And I'm going to tell you, they don't cut any corners. This gentleman, you know, is a published author. You know, he's I've known him for, man, I'm bad with time frames from years and years. He's going to tell you exactly how long we've known each other here in a minute. But I'm going to preview you guys some of the conversations that we have. Bishop Jeff Barrow, are you live on the grind this morning? Come on, brother. I can't hear you. I got you unmuted. Come on. Let me make sure. I'm going to get you on here one way or another. I'll tell you right now. Oh, okay. All right, so as soon as you get in, bro, I think I see you on. I think I see your number. But anyway, as soon as you pop in, let me know, brother. Let me know. We'll get you right on. All right, so okay, yeah. There we go. All right, so guys, we have another amazing guest. I'll let you guys hear from Bishop Battle here in just a moment. But, you know, all of you know this niche young lady is my amazing wife, millionaire mompreneur, Ms. Pam McCray, you know, herself. And, you know, she is, man, I couldn't do what I do without her. You know, she's been, you know, that person that's always been there for me. And, man, she's doing some amazing things herself, man, getting ready to kick off some stuff. It's going to blow you guys' mind. And you know, somebody that has definitely found her purpose, you know, in life. And she's going to talk about that a little bit here, you know, in a moment. So I want to know if we have the millionaire mompreneur herself, Ms. Pam McCray, on the line. She's out and about, everybody. You're going to hear some background noise. She's out and about, you know, running these knuckleheads around these kids. So, Pam, I hear you. You on the line with us live on the grind this morning.
Absolutely. I am definitely on the grind this morning. I would not miss it. And I can tell you, yes, I don't care what I'm doing. I'm not on Facebook Live. I got my iPad pulled up, but I'm not. I can't pay attention to that because I am driving on the go. But I just want to say I'm super excited to be on here this morning. And, you know, happy anniversary. I'm so proud of you because I know that this was a dream. This was something that God placed on the inside of you many years ago, you know, as you used to sit back behind your computer and as you used to be on the JOB and just so many different things. And so to see you move forward with this phenomenal platform that I know is a platform built exactly for us, I just want to say that today I celebrate you. Today I am and even more thankful, you know, to have you right by my side. Definitely a blessed woman because God gave me the greatest thing that I could have ever wanted, and that one thing is definitely you. So I celebrate you this morning. So absolutely, I'm excited and fired up.
All right. Thank you so much. Yeah, look, I told y'all, look, hold on, brother. I got you. Hold on. Hold on, brother. I got him on the phone. You know what we do on this show? We improvise, adapt, overcome.
That's right.
I done messed around and called him on the phone. Bishop Battle, you are live on the grind, sir. Can you hear me?
Man, loud and clear, my brother. I hope you can hear me.
Man, I hear you loud and clear, man. This would not be the 1 year anniversary show without the brother that I stayed in the shadows with, man. We grinded in the shadows trying to figure out how we were gonna kick this thing off, and you helped me so much. Between you and my amazing wife Pam, man, you know, y'all were the two that kinda kicked me out there and said, hey man, there's no time like the present. It's never a perfect time to be great.
Yeah.
You know, and I remember having those conversations with you and having those late night pillow talk conversations with Pam, you know, and Pam is always that person saying, you know, you can do it, you know, just do it, just kick it off. You know, you've been playing around with it for a long time. Let's just do it, you know. So, yeah, so we finally did it.
Sometimes, brother, you just got to stir the gift up when it's in you, man. Sometimes, you know, even, you know, some things that you use, they tell you before you use it, shake it up first.
Shake it up first. I know that's right. If you don't shake it up first, all the junk going to be on the bottom. You ain't going to get the good stuff.
Come on, huh? Hey, man, look, man, happy anniversary, my brother. Congratulations.
Thank you so much, brother. I'm just kicked back, man, here in the control center. You know, in my mind, I got a big keyboard here with all the controls in it. You know, sometimes you have to visualize those things and see those things that are not as though they were. You know, and I know, man, when I talk to you, I'm a privy you guys to something, you know, that happened when I was talking about starting the show, The Grind. I was talking to Jeff, and I know he has to get off here and go to a meeting here in a minute. But I know I was talking to him, and I said, man, I want to kick this thing off. And he said, just do it, man, just do it. And we were talking, and he said, this just dropped in my spirit. He said, the name of your show is The Grind, right? I said, yeah, it's The Grind. He said, The Grind, he said, stands for giving real insight needed daily. So, you know, y'all wonder where I got that from. This is the gentleman who dropped that, who God dropped it in his spirit, and he dropped it on me. So the beautiful thing about what we do station with Uncompromised Pastors, you know, one of the things that we pride ourselves in, Bishop, is being able, you know, to actually just not relay what we think or what we feel, but what God has really given to us. You know, we're just the conduit, right? Just the conduit.
Yes, yes.
So, you know, I want you to talk to everybody, you know, this morning. You know, I know you got just a couple more minutes. I want you to talk to everybody this morning a little bit about change, because, you know, we talk about change all the time. We talk about finding your position, finding your place in the change. And I know, you know, even before you started The Cup, you know, that it was burning in your spirit. You know, I want you to talk to everybody about it. Really not really being the right time, but man, change is inevitable. Talk to the people about change this morning, Bishop.
All right, brother. You know, for me, man, you know, I feel that, you know, we spend so much time usually when we talk about change, it usually has to do with somebody else making the change. You know, instead of ourselves, we don't usually like to look at ourselves as that one that needs to be changed. But I'm a very strong advocate that we need to take it a little bit further. Only thing we need to deal with when it comes to change is we need to be a change agent. one thing, you know, when you look at it, man, it's one thing that you can change. But see, it leaves you that opportunity, man, that you can always change back. So when you get transformed, you know, and I love looking at that, the analogy of the caterpillar to the butterfly, you know, the butterfly can never go back to being a caterpillar because he's been transformed. And that's what we want to have. But in order for us to get to that place of transformation, we have to be a change agent. It has to be a change agent in our lives. Somebody, something sometimes has to happen in our lives to make us want to change. And change, the only thing change means is doing different than what you've been doing. And so that's what we want to do as we look at our lives and as our lives continue to progress, you know, but change works two ways. You can change for the good or change for the worse.
Absolutely.
So you got to understand that's why you have to be in charge of who you are and the authority that we walk in and understand exactly who we are and what we do, man, and what it is that we want and where we're on our way to. And when they do that, man, let's stop following everybody else's lead and get in touch with your own self on the inside. Now you can start changing for you and not everybody else.
Y'all heard it right on the grind. I'm telling you, that's confirmation because we've been in that vein, Bishop, you know, talking about people changing, you know, for themselves. And you know, what's in it for you? We always use the term, you know, with them, you know, in the industry of men. What's in it for men? That's just a life term, really. What's in it for men? I believe you're right. People get so caught up in changing for other people that they forget to change for themselves. And I love the analogy that you use for the butterfly because, you know, even in the cocoon, there's such a violent eruption going on inside of that cocoon, and nobody sees that. It's the trenches below the trenches. Nobody sees it. It's just something hanging on a branch. But all of a sudden, when the butterfly emerges, because it's been through that violent transformation, what happens is now you can enjoy the beauty of what it transformed into. And so I love that. But nobody admires the worm crawling on the ground until he turns into a caterpillar. So I guess the premise of what we're talking about is, will you remain a worm or will you transform into a butterfly?
Yeah. You know, Brother Nate, the thing is, too, to keep in mind, man, when we do that, just that transformation that you talked about, what's powerful about that is, in order for that transformation to take place, it had to be get off by itself. With just nobody else but itself. And the power that takes place when you really realize and we realize what's on the inside of us, because what happens is the distraction is everything on the outside of us.
Mm-hmm.
We have to get tired eventually of everybody telling us who we should be, who we can be, and who we need to be. But usually when they're telling us that, it has to do with them. We have to find out within ourselves where that power lies and let that transformation take place and get the truth of who we really are. And, man, we can flourish at that point. And now at that point, and not only to then, can you really start making a difference for yourself. And when you get to that place, man, and walk in that power, everybody else around you will benefit, but only what you allow them to benefit from you. And not be that, you know, they won't be the change agent for them, but for yourself, man. So that's all I got with you.
Bishop, man, you came on for a few minutes and dropped some super profound things. Man, thank you so much for jumping on. I know you got to run into a meeting. Man, it's like I said, it wouldn't have been a one-year anniversary show if we couldn't get a word from you this morning. So, brother, thank you so much. Y'all jump on the AUMA radio tonight from 6 to 8 p.m., and you can even download the app, AUMA radio app right there. In your app section, download that, or just go to AUMARadio.com, and you'll be able to hear more real talk, man, just like you hear right here. So, Bishop, thank you so much for jumping on, brother. You know, God bless you, man. Thank you.
God bless you, man. Take care, and again, brother, congratulations.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you.
All right. God bless.
God bless, brother.
You've turned the tongue. Conversations with Uncompromised Pastors,
right,
with Bishop Jeff Dowell and Pastor Camilla Sims. Join us Tuesday evening, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. on AUMARadio.com for prayers, conversation, inspiration, and revelation as we explore God's Word together. You will hear live and exclusive pastors and international gospel recording artists. Bishop Daniel is a published author and pastor. Pastor Sarah is a great teacher of God's truth and a dynamic preacher of the gospel. Our mission is to seek and save the lost, perfect the found, and strengthen the challenged as we lift up the Word of God. Join us for 2 hours of fellowship and encouragement with a tough conversation with uncompromised pastors. Grab your Bible and let's rightly divide the word of truth. Have it come on us. Conversation with uncompromised pastors every Tuesday, 6 to 8 p.m. on AUMA Radio or log into the webpage, AUMARadio.com.
Man, you heard it right here live on the grind. You know, Bishop Jeff Battle dropped some profound nuggets for us. You know, if you want to hear, man, some profound knowledge and rightly dividing the word of God, you know, the conversations with uncompromised pastors is all about, man, you understanding that, you know, there are some things that are going on in the quote-unquote church today. We talked about that, and what happens is these gentlemen, they actually break things down the way they actually should be, rightly dividing the word. And it's not about self-gain, you know, for them. It's about opening your eyes to everything. So, you know, Pam, do I still have you on the line this morning?
Absolutely.
I can hear you. I can hear you. Somebody chime in on Facebook Live and let me know that y'all can, you can hear Pam. So Pam, I want to switch gears real quick because, I mean, we're talking about change, doubt, fear, and we got time. Change, doubt, fear, freedom, motivation. And power, change, doubt, fear, freedom, motivation, and power, all of that wrapped up, you know, inside of you, and you got to figure out what you got to keep and what you got to get rid of. It's not hard, you know, to do, but before we do that, man, I want to drop another powerful song on you guys. Remember what I said, listen to the actual words to the song, because the words to the song are what's really going to set you free. And you can't always judge a book by its cover, right? Can't always judge a book by its cover. You gotta look at what's on the inside, because there are some of the unsightliest looking things in the world have something great on the inside. So we gotta make sure that we see what's on the inside and not what's on just on the outside. So listen to this song, man, and understand that God ain't gonna give up on you, all right?
Never give up. hands on and plant the seed in that ground. You need a space to reach the stars. You've been planting, you don't realize your soil. You just take that ground for granted, but you going through what so many did before you. Wow, plenty may ignore you. It's many that adore you. Hopefully, this restore you for you. I pray often. Keep that dream alive like you Martin.
And don't give up. This is the time to get it.
Give up. Just when you think things are bad, it's when the breakthrough is coming. And if you quit just before you get your breakthrough, guess what? You just back yourself up. You can't start where you left off. You back yourself up because now everything that was coming to you, it's almost there. It's right at you. And the breakage, the breakthrough comes at that last minute when you thought everything else was so, when it was so hard and you break through. Right? So here's what you do. So I went and got something. And Pam, are you still there with me? You're on mute. Can't hear you.
I'm here.
Oh, yeah. I'm here.
Okay. Awesome. I know you out trying to get rid of the last rug rat. So I went and got something. and I believe that It's all about, I want to say this, but I don't need to be delicate with it because there's nothing I need to worry about. It's all about atmosphere, right? It's all about atmosphere, and the atmosphere that you put yourself in is really about what comes in. What comes in is what's going to go out. You say all the time, Pam, if it's not in there, it's not going to come out, right? So
right,
I started to realize, I started to realize that that we have to put ourselves in a great atmosphere and we have to put great things in. And I got this because it hit me, because you guys see this campaign, you can't see it, but it's the Boost Oxygen that I use when I'm in the gym or when I'm running. All right. And it's called Boost. I'm not sponsoring. They're not sponsoring the show or anything, so I'm not gonna give them a whole bunch of plugs. But nonetheless, man, this is aviator grade oxygen. So when you see people put the mask on their face, when the masks drop out of the airplanes, when the aviators are flying, they suck in a certain type of oxygen, and it's 95% pure aviator grade oxygen. And they call it ABO because a lot of people don't know the average oxygen level in the air is 21%. So 21%, 95%, when you really think about the quality of air that you're getting, it matters a lot. It makes a difference how far you can run. It makes a difference in how far you can push your muscles, how long you can go. And it's all about what you put in, because what you put in is what you get out, and what you put in is all about atmosphere. It's all about who you're around, what you're around. And so we have to be very cognizant of that. So I use this Boost Oxygen, and I have, you know, quite a few of these cans. I use this Boost Oxygen, and it's very, very light. If you pick it up, you can't. It feels like nothing's in it, right? But it's got a lot of oxygen in it, and you put it over your mouth and you suck good air in. And it's synonymous to life. Really, right? So, and the life aspect of it is that it's easier to function in life when the air you breathe is good, when the people that you're around are good people, when the things that you're exposing yourself to are good, wholesome things. So it's easier. Things become, you know, much, much lighter, just like this can. You know, things start to become, you know, effortlessly, and you don't have to worry about anybody attacking you or anything attacking you from the outside in, because the people you're around are great, good, wholesome people, and the things you're exposing yourself to are things that are feeding you and not everybody else around you, and you're just there because it seems like the right thing to do. It seems convenient. There is no strife. There's no struggle. You know, Pam, I believe that the awakening starts the process, and it's just a matter of how long it takes you to get fully woke, as they say.
Right.
Fully woke.
Right.
So I know that, you know, because I want y'all to know, you know, Pam's got some amazing things that are getting ready to, you know, to pop off and hit the scenes, and you know, you guys are gonna start seeing some things and some things that she's doing as well. And you know, we always talk about the roots and the foundation and being in the trenches below the trenches, and you know, not casting your seed amongst swines. And so you have to do what you do, you know, and get things in you so that they can come out. So you're gonna start seeing some different things come from Pam. Because, you know, we're talking about change, doubt, fear, freedom, motivation, and power this morning. So Pam, you know, when the awakening starts, when the awakening starts, what really happens? What goes through your mind at that time when you start to realize that things really aren't going the way I want them to go? And now we're talking about personal. We're talking about because everything we do, man, we're first partakers, right? So when you start to realize that things aren't really going the way that they should go, you know, how does that make you feel? What do you do? I mean, talk on that a little bit.
Well, you know, I can really say when I began to realize that I was not living the life that God had created me to be. You know, you begin to really dig deep inside. You begin to look on the inside of you. You begin to look at that man in the mirror, and that's really what I had to do. I had to begin to, and there's some background noise. I think.
Okay, so here's what I want you to do. I want you to vamp it forward for me, because I want to tap into that, to the right vein. I'm not in the right vein right now. All right, so let me take my needle out. Let me put it into the right vein for you, because I want you to vamp forward. Okay, everybody knows, you know, Pam McCray's story. All right, everybody knows. So those of you who don't know, Pam's a stay-at-home mom, you know, and she was doing the things that, you know, she was taught to do. You know, be a great mother, a great wife, to be a great daughter. You know, so she does all those things. Everybody knows that she's a phenomenal person and she cares about everybody else. You know, but what about Pam McCray? I want you to vamp it forward a little bit, because I want people to meet the new Pam. I want people to know what they can expect different from Pam McCray moving forward, and what's going to be, what's your agent of change? You know, the doubt, the fear, the freedom, the motivation. You know, introduce people to the new Pam that's going to be kicking off some brand new things in her life. That's what I want to hear. That's what everybody wants to hear, right?
I got you. Well, I can tell you, the old Pam allowed doubt, fear, allowed all of that to happen. But I can tell you that in this new season, in this new age, and I hear myself.
Okay, great.
Okay. All right, much better. So I can tell you that the new Pam now is moving in boldness. The new Pam is now moving without fear. The new Pam is now that woman who realizes and recognizes that, you know what, God.
That's okay. You're gonna hear yourself, because they can't hear you on the mic on Facebook Live unless you hear yourself. So you have to IAO on that one.
Okay, so I'm thinking that the phone, whoever's on the phone line, is hearing the same thing that I'm hearing, but I don't know. Which is an echo.
No, it's okay. We're going to deal with that. Come on.
Okay. All right. And so I can tell you that the new Cam realizes that, you know what, in order for me to become and to move and to be the person that I am, I can't allow fear to stop me. So therefore, I have to step out. I have to step out and I have to take some risks in life. One thing that I know is that you cannot be afraid of failing, because many times in life we end up not moving and operating and doing the things that God has called us to do because we allow fear to stop us. We allow doubt to stop us. We allow the thoughts that come into our mind to make us feel like, you know what, we can't do the things that we're called to do. But when we begin to realize for real, and that's what I did, that's what I started to do, I began to realize that, you know what, there's many things that God has called me to do in life. Many things, but what I was doing was I was putting them on the back burner because of the fact that I was not paying attention to the things that I wanted to do. I was not paying attention to the things that God had for me to do in order to advance, in order to grow, in order to become the thing, the person that He has called me to become.
Absolutely. So I love it.
Pretty phenomenal.
That's okay. That's okay. So my people on Facebook Live to hear you. This is what I really want to get to. I want them to hear. People on Blog Talk, they'll sit this one out, no problem. So I want people to understand, you know, I want y'all to understand where Pam is, because, you know, this is the realest show ever. And, you know, if she won't say it, then, you know, then I will, because this is what I do, because I much rather hurt your feelings and harm your future. So I say a lot of things to Pam, and there may be people that I talk to, I may say some things to you. It's never to be vicious or anything like that, but it's because I want to see you move forward. And sometimes the truth hurts. And in order to get yourself out of where you are, you have to accept the truth. And sometimes you have to, bite the bullet, you know, and I give you guys a great example. I have to keep myself from reverting back to the old Nate, because, you know, those of you that knew me in corporate America, I mean, I commanded teams of engineers around the world. So, you know, I had to be a different person. So when the new Nate had to really come out, I had to realize that, you know, sometimes the truth hurts, because people aren't going to always cater to you. Sometimes, a lot of times people will, but those are the people that are lost. You want people to tell you the truth, right? So a good situation, Pam, yesterday morning, right? So those of y'all that know me, y'all know how serious I am about about my gym time, right? So Pam was trying to put something together, and we were talking about how she was going to send it off and how things were going, you know, how it would be viewed. And I was like, no, it doesn't matter. You're being too meticulous, you know, just do it this way. And boom, 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 you know. And she was like, no, I don't want to do it that way. I want it to look like this. And this is what I want it to be like. And I'm like, okay, good. And she said, and this is what she told me. She said, go ahead. I'll meet you at the gym. How many of y'all know? I mean, I had to sip a cup of coffee on this one. How many of y'all know, man, that I wanted to leave her so bad? I wanted to walk out the door and just leave her so bad and drive all the way to the gym, even though the gym is right here in our neighborhood. I wanted to drive, man, I'm trying to tell her, I'm just going to leave her, but I tried to tell her this the way you're supposed to do it. You know, I had to bite that bullet. I had to understand that, Nate, just because you don't agree with the way she's doing it, it doesn't make your way to be all end all right way to do it. And if she's willing to invest the time in that, then who am I to tell her otherwise? So I had to really check myself, because the truth hurts. And you're not really in your truth until it hurts, right? Because if you've been doing something that ain't moving you forward this whole time, then, man, when somebody finally gives you that gut punch and tells you the truth of it, man, you're like, dang, I don't want to do it. But you got to fight yourself to do the right thing. So I didn't leave her. I went and sat my butt down somewhere, and I waited on her, and she said, see, and this is the way I wanted it to look, and I said, you know, that's, I said, baby, as long as you feel that it's the right thing and it's good, then that's what matters, because you have to be comfortable with it, you know, and in life, man, we have to get to that point to where we take back our own personal freedom. We stop trying to be the person that everybody else wants us to be if it doesn't agree with who we're supposed to be, right? So what happens is that doubt, that fear, that, I mean, the truth, I mean, all of that just kind of kicks in. And when it kicks in, man, we have to get rid of the doubt. We got to get rid of the fear. I mean, we got to keep the motivation. We got to keep the change. We got to keep the power. And we got to move forward, because when you're inside and you're fighting that thing, man, I was the worm inside of the cocoon yesterday morning, you know? And I'm like, man, I want to just, you know, I want to fight right now because I want to go to the gym, you know, and I want to get this thing over with. But she had something to do, and I didn't want to leave her. So you know, that was an example, man, of sometimes the way you have to really fight, you know. But
you know what?
Go ahead, yeah.
You know, and I just want to piggyback off of all of what you just said, because, you know, Bishop Battle hit on something pretty powerful this morning when he came on, obviously. And just getting talking about how you have to change the mood. You know, if you have to not be worried about what other people think and not be worried about what other people want to do. But when you feel like God has given you something that you're supposed to do, don't worry about it. Move upon it. Act upon it. It's not saying that your way was wrong or my way was right. It's just that I knew how I wanted to handle that situation, what I wanted the outcome to become. And so, therefore, I stood firm. And a lot of times, we don't stand firm in the things that we are given, the things that we are told to do, when we allow ourselves to turn into things that we're not called to turn into, because we allow the influence, the outside influence, the environment, in order to change the very thing that we know that we're supposed to do, that we're called to do, and how we're supposed to operate. So I just wanted to add that, you know, we got to be that for real, that change agent, and realize and know that as we're becoming these butterflies, a butterfly can't go back. So that was going to be some words. I wanted to go to church after Mr. Battle came on here this morning, but I just wanted to add that, because a lot of times we allow outside influence and things of that nature, circumstances, in order to change our very ideas that God has given us, instead of moving forward and standing firm on the very things that we need to stand firm with.
That's right. Man, I love it. Great word, fam. Great word, man. You know, I love you so much, man. And I know that, you know, I tell Pam all the time, I say, there's so much, you know, in there that's fighting to come out. You know, a lot of you know Pam, and she's not, you know, she's not yet the butterfly that she's called to be, you know, and she's fighting with that thing. And now it's all about personal change. You can't change, you know, for everybody else, because when you change for everybody else, you remain the worm, you know, and you never really transform into the butterfly that you're supposed to be, you know, and it's not about, it's never about what it looks like. It's always what it is. It's about what it is, you know, and we see situations from the outside looking in sometimes, and all we see is a cocoon. We don't know what's going on in the cocoon until we get in there with it. And then when we get in there, we discover some things that we don't like and some things that we know we went through in order to change us. So, you know, you have to be a change agent for yourself, and you can't be the person that's saying change, 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 and you're not doing any changing. You know, I tell people all the time, and Pam, I know, you know, that you have to jump off as well, but I tell people all the time, you know, that you have to be first partaker, and change hurts, man. Change hurts. If it's not hurting you to a point to where it's stretching you and challenging you, then it's not growing you, you know. And I love what I see Ms. Val Davis says here. She says, discover who you are. Now, and that's an awesome statement, because when you discover who you are, it's a matter of accepting who you are but not just accepting you, but accepting it and saying, okay, is who I am right now, is it a good me version of me or is it a bad version of me? All right. Once you discover who you are, it's another thing to change who you are. And that moment in time when you start to change is when everything stops for you and it grabs. And it's like putting on brakes going 200 miles an hour. It's like now you're stopping and now you figure it out, because we talked about the knowledge, right? Once you find out that you need to change, it's the progress that you take. It's the process that you take. And sometimes our process that we're in is too comfortable. We're allowing ourselves to get lulled to sleep. It's like a lullaby. And we keep saying, okay, it's okay, it's okay, it's okay. It's okay, I'm in my process, but your process is like crazy mad slow. It's like all you have is brakes and you're on a downhill grade and you're just pressing the brakes and you're moving down slowly. Man, I can't, your process is your process, but man, don't get caught up in where you are. Move forward, but move forward with purpose, move forward with intention. And it's gonna be a tough thing. I'm not gonna lie to you. When you start something new, when you start your change, people are going to fall away. People are going to tell you you can't. Doubt and fear is going to creep in. A lot of things are going to happen. But it's where you should have been anyway, right? It's now you're not just talking about it. You're being about it, right? So man, we live in one of the one of the most expressive man, one of the most expressive creative generations right now, because everything around us is changing. But if everything around you is changing, then why aren't you changing? A lot of people say, well, you know, I'm keeping it real. I'm the same person I was last year. That's not a good thing. It's not. You should change. I don't care if it's physical or mental. Change. Do something different. Keep people guessing. Never let people know. Your core, the essence of who you are, is what drives you. If you are a good person at the core, if you know that you have something that people need, then who you are, it's at the core. But man, you need to change. Change. Change is all about you finding your personal freedom. If you never find your personal freedom, man, you never change, right? Because you're afraid. There's the fear. There's the doubt that kicks in. So now you're like stuck in this time warp. You're still wearing seersucker suits. You know, you're still walking around, you know, in flats and in house shoes. Everybody else around you is changing. They're changing their hair. They're changing their clothes. They're changing. This isn't just about physical change. This is about mental change, because everything starts here, right? So we have to change. People around us are changing every single day. It's people, take fitness for instance. Man, people are trading in gym memberships for a nice piece of flat ground and that they can work out on, and a semi-challenging hill that they can run up and down and challenge themselves. They want to be outside. They want to do something different. They want to change, because we get lulled to sleep in this thing, and people are like, I'm changing, but you're really not changing. Right? So you need to change. Everything around us is changing. You know, I'm gonna tell you what, God gave us all the materials that we need, right? All we have to do is be creative enough to make something out of it. He gave us all the minerals, wood, steel, I mean, all the minerals to do all of these things. There are people around the world that are being creative and making all of these things. But what are we doing? We have to change and create and use the materials, pull them all together, man, and make something of it, all right? Do something different. Man, we're about out of time, and I know, yep. I got so much that I want to say, but I'm so passionate about personal freedom and personal change and being the person that you were called to be, because the last thing you want to do, man, is wake up and figure out that, man, I've squandered my life. You know, if you got something that's going to move you to the next level, grab onto it 100% and do it, man. Do it. Don't thrash yourself and say, you know what, I am who I am and I'm good.
And then, you know, you're telling yourself, you're never looking in the mirror and you're telling yourself, you know, I don't need anything else. I don't need a change. I don't need this. I'm good. And you're going to be the last person to know that who you are is the person that has got caught in time warp. So, man, do something different. Take some risk. Don't, that low risk living is not going to get you what you want or get you where you want to be. All right. Take some risk and do something different in your life and just step out. There's no time like the present. It's never going to be a perfect time to do something great. All right. Jump out and do it, man. God bless you guys. I love y'all. Man, I'm gonna leave y'all with a little bit of Lecrae, and man, I like this one too. Heck, I like them all. Here we go, guys. God bless you guys, man. This show happens every Tuesday and Thursday. You know, the realest show ever, The Grind. Tell somebody at 8 a.m. every Tuesday and Thursday that The Grind is on. God bless you guys, and have yourself.
It's gonna work out sooner than later. You don't have to worry about tomorrow. Work out in your face. Keep your head to the sky. Keep your eyes on the prize. Keep your head to the sky. Keep your eyes on the prize.
Man, I'm insecure and I'm so unsure. My motives don't be the purest either. My little sister probably need me. I ain't been around and I ain't probably lead her. Help me, Lord. I ain't never had no daddy. Feel like a failing father. Trying to raise my family. I seen cancer take my lady's pops and he fought so hard. And we cried so hard. But sometimes life's so dark. But he told me, boy, you keep your head up. Never let up and never give up. And don't cry for me because I'ma live up in the sky. Let it all work out. That pain gonna make you stronger. That hurt gonna make you a leader. Don't let that make you a monster. In the middle of the dark, it's hard, it's heartless, tarnished, carnage. The master artist makes your mess a masterpiece regardless.
It's gonna work out sooner than later. You don't have to worry about tomorrow. It's gonna work out in your face. Keep your head to the sky. Keep your eyes on the prize.
So ugly that they hate living. I seen rich men have everything but have no friends. I seen baby mamas put restraining orders on good fathers. I seen single mothers work three jobs while they still in college. 8 years getting 2 degrees, slaved away for a bachelor's. Then 8 more paying huge fees, still a slave to her masters. Feeling the weight, making a minimum wage. But at the end of the day, feeling so grateful. Bills still paid, so no room to complain. We all got deep wounds, ugly scars, black marks. Just left rehab, still got track marks. Let it all work out, and let the light shine through. Cause you can't be them, and they can't be you.
It's gonna work out, sooner than later. You don't have to worry about tomorrow. It's gonna work out in your face. Keep your head to the sky. Keep your eyes on the prize. Keep your head to the sky. Keep your eyes on the prize.
All right, Facebook Live, love you guys, man. I appreciate all the comments that you guys, you know, are put out. I love it. Thank you so much, Val Davis, for being an active part of the 1 year anniversary. Thanks so much. I see you, Mr. Anita Lewis. Thank you so much, Mr. John Riley, you know, for being an active part, for kicking in. Thank you so much, Ms. Princess Tavares, Ms. Vignon Steele. You know, thank you so much, man. Everybody that decided to jump in. Into this thing, and the comments are just popping in, and I can't keep up with them. But man, absolutely, man, I see everybody, man, I love all of y'all. This is the realest show ever, man. And you know, there's so many different episodes that we've done, you know, for this show, and you know, God put it on my heart to really do this show because, you know, he wanted to speak through me. And there's a lot of you out there that there's something that you want to say, you know, and you got to find your medium by which you can get, you know, God's word out, you know, to the people in the way that only you can. And that's the important part. It's so important that you understand that God gave each of us a unique fingerprint. And that fingerprint means that you're supposed to do something unique that only you can do it and only the way that you can do it. Some of us get so caught up emulating everybody else that we forget that we should be thinking about who we're supposed to be and being the butterfly that we're supposed to be and helping somebody else bridge some gaps to a point to where, you know, at some point in time, they realize that I can do it. I am enough. Be the platform for somebody else to stand on and poke their chest out and know that they can shine. Be that platform. And once you're the platform, you're going to bridge the gap. Change, man. Love you guys. Love all the comments, man. Bless Simmons says, now I see why I couldn't get through earlier. The enemy was wanted me to miss this. I needed to hear this. Thank you, coaches, so much, man. Thank you so much to Wanda Simmons for being, you know, a part of this one-year anniversary show. Man, I see... Carlota Echoes, thank you. So Carlota Echoes, thank you so much for jumping on. I see you, Cynthia Newman, you jumped on. Man, I see Mary Sedona popped on. Keisha L. Smith popped on. Man, who else do we have? If I missed anybody, man, don't charge it to my heart, charge it to my head. I love you guys. Man, if y'all love the show, man, if y'all love what we talk about on the show, shoot me a, you know, drop me a text message or drop me an email, thegrind101@gmail.com. If something you want to hear discussed on the show, you know, we're going to take the gloves all the way off, man. And 2018 is going to be a serious year of bridging the most gaps that we can bridge, man. So thank y'all so much. God bless y'all. Y'all have a great day. All right.